mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. Thank you for joining us. Going out on wonderful AM and FM affiliates across the country, from Ohio to Texas, from Colorado to Southern California, from Northern New York to the beautiful panhandle of Florida. Thank you for joining us. Simulcasting during the day, all 3 hours on Global Shortwave at 94.75, and at night from 9 to midnight at 3210, and of course the internet at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're about to go back to some of your calls. We got George Humphrey, city council, former city council member, businessman, author, lecturer, filmmaker, to talk about the New World Order and the attack on free speech and just the mindset of thought crime in America. Coming up, Paul Watson will ride shotgun with us for another 20 minutes or so. We'll let him go. Appreciate him joining us. I know he's got some other news, though, that needs to be covered. We'll intersperse that. Let's go to Brian in Virginia Beach. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I was just going to bring up a few things I've noticed in Virginia, especially the people who have such a serious lack of understanding of history. And it really shocks me that they're not aware of things such as the Italian or the German internment camps in the States on Ellis Island and some other places where they had hundreds of thousands held until 1948. They also don't know much about what happened in the 60s. My father, he was a part of the ASA. You are aware of their existence, I'm sure.
Well, fill us in on them.
Well, they're the Army Security Agency. They were disbanded in 1976. Basically, they were the military's version of the CIA.
Yes.
And, of course, things that he did, one thing he told me was they'd interrupt ballistic missile exercises from Russia. And he would program them and send them back to Russia. These are some things he told me right before he died. But I think with this missile defense deal, I don't know what money is going where or what they really have today. But I think any type of imminent attack or missile or nuke, they have the means to detect this stuff. So if something like
that... Well, they do, but under PDD 60 that Bill Clinton put in, that Bush has kept in, we will absorb a nuclear strike before deciding what to do. We don't even respond after hit. In the past, when we had missile tracks coming in, multiple missile tracks, we would have a total commitment. It was called MAD, Mutually Assured Destruction, and was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it held us in good stead. Now we will absorb a strike, which means virtual annihilation, if not total, hundreds of millions dead, before we decide what to do. And these guys tell us we've got to give up our liberties because some two-bit Arabs might get a nuke and blow up a city, but we're open to China and North Korea and Russia, China and North Korea threatening to nuke us on a weekly basis. It's a joke, people! It's a fraud! This whole military-industrial complex is attacking us!
They
work with the commies! Go ahead.
That's exactly right. I guess my point there is that if one were to hit here, or especially a missile to come across, then most likely we are directing that. Because we have the power to direct
them. Yeah, they have the systems to break into those unless they're properly shielded. By the way, the Russians just hit a new ballistic missile test. Paul Watson, comments on what... thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Brian, comments on what Brian just said.
Well, yeah, the whole Star Wars movement, I mean, as a conservative, I would support it. But if you go back to the PNAC documents, it is not about defending America from nuclear attack. It's about attacking other countries and militarizing space.
It's a weapons platform.
Yes, there's no real agenda to defend.
It's a weapons platform to shoot Paul Watson with a radiation beam when you're walking outside your house and you're dead a week later.
And, you know, just as Clinton on China gave them the sophisticated weapons technology in return to fund his re-election campaign, that hasn't been reversed. Insight magazine reported that the sophisticated technology keeps being transferred, while at the same time China are publicly gearing up for an invasion of Taiwan in 2005, and America is not going to do anything about it.
But they'll give us a big fat draft when we have the little control war with the Chinese, which we put in power. We'll be right back with George Humphrey.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've been focusing a lot of my psychological warfare firepower using our secret weapon, the truth. Their weapon is the lie. To deprogram Central Texans, so this would be a stronghold against the New World Order. And now from Fredericksburg down to San Antonio and many points between Bastrop, Round Rock, it has become a stronghold. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I go to a restaurant, half the people come up to me and go, I know about the New World Order, old, young, black, white. And there's a lot of other people that have gotten involved in the fight. And you can do this with your city if you've got a radio show for years. It takes years to build this. Or an access television show that you continually do. Because then you can lay out the facts, gain credibility, wake people up. That's why they want to shut all this down. And you know, we've got news reporter Goss saying, you know, basically giving to Big Brother and his involvement with the hijackers and all the rest of it. We've got the Marines, our poor Marines, about to have to go in against the Shiites again. They'll just make the whole country blow up again, but the globalists want that. We got Paul Watson with us, who, oh, I just want to stay with us as long as he can. We got George Humphrey joining us, a good friend of mine. But, we got to cover this now, and I'm just going to spend 10 minutes on this with Paul Watson, with George Humphrey, because now it's a national news story. A month and a half ago, I learned from board members of Access Television in Austin, where Access Television was thought of, you know, founded, created. Congress got the idea from Austin, Texas, 31 years ago. The first place ever, right here in Austin, Texas. Now they're shutting it down all over the country. And if they can shut it down here, they admit it'll be a death blow to it where it's still left. and still having a great effect. And I had board members tell me that they're going to restrict speech on two of the channels and even control it on the third channel, and then it's going to be phased out, and I better play ball. I'll still be on the air. And then I talked to high-level city officials that live in my neighborhood, called sources I have, moles I have, and found out the full extent of it. People didn't want to believe it. And then 2 days ago, we actually got the minutes, which Access Television didn't want to release, but we got it from the city through the open records rule. And we have them setting aside the rules back in the third month of this year, 3/30/04, or April 15, 2004. They set aside the rules that could block the board's efforts to launch the new image enhancement plan. And that's a nice doublethink word for getting rid of the channels, getting rid of free speech. And why did they do that? I've given the analogy. Well, if Greenpeace has rules in their board, in their nonprofit corporation, and their charter is to defend the environment and all the rest of it, if they came out and said, we're suddenly for dumping nickel cadmium in the ocean, putting lead in the drinking water, and killing every whale on the planet, then that board would be fired real quick. Like if the Heart and Lung Association said, we believe in smoking 5 packs of cigarettes a day, drinking a gallon of Jack Daniels, and eating 15 cheeseburgers, they'd be removed real quick. But see, they set aside the rules. Then in the next meeting, a couple meetings later actually, in May, this is the June 8th meeting, they set aside a sign to the POV block if it attacks, critiques other faiths or religions. So they're saying on the religious channel, Channel 11, that if you criticize any other religion or faith, you will be kicked off the channel. And they personally told me if you criticize anybody else, it'll be reviewed and you'll be kicked off. So there's not supposed to be any censorship or control, folks. That's how it's set up. That's how it works. And the board knows this. Well, I had to, and we're about to go to our guest. I had to leave the last board meeting that I'd have to say over 200 people showed up to Tuesday night because it went from 7 to 8:45. My TV show's at 8. It's 5 minutes away. I set up beforehand. I had to leave at about 7:45 and go do the show. But a local documentary filmmaker that I know was there, and he got video of this, and I'm going to try to get it for the show tonight. After I left, and a bunch of people told me about this, a board member got up and said, I'm in real estate, and I was about to sell a house, but somebody had watched Access Television and learned something about a certain religion, and so they refused to do the deal. I lost the deal, and that's why I want this stuff off. I mean, I've got his email and his comments right here. I mean, the board members are standing up now, admitting this. And here's the latest. This is from Doug LaRue, and then we'll go to George and them in here in just a second, Stephanie. This is from Doug LaRue, he is with MusicTexas.com, making a big documentary, and he was there for all of this. And he said at the end of the meeting of the VP, vice president of the ACTV board, got up and thanked everyone and promised she was listening to the producers. Then she told a story about her business was directly affected by the religious shows expressing opinions on ACTV. I was reviewing the footage I shot tonight and noticed that this was what you were talking about in your speech. She went on to tell how her real estate client asked the potential buyer of the house she was selling what religion they were. When they told them the seller refused to sell the house to them, supposedly based on what they learned about their religion on an Access TV show, and of course she used this as an example of why they need to control content. I mean, they're openly, I was told about this, here's the email, he has the video. She seemed oblivious to the implications of her statement, and it relates to free speech. I was struck by how few realized this at the time, but folks apparently could not hear her comments beyond the third row. Yeah, it was real low audio. And she's the producer of the Austin Groove documentary film series, but I'm going to get that tape and play it. But, I mean, we've got Ron Franks calling producers up, the head of the board, going, you'll never be on the air again for what you did, you know, to pro-life shows and people. I mean, folks, this is incredible. Now, I didn't mean to have George hold for 5 minutes and Paul hold, but this is like in Europe where they arrest you if you criticize somebody's sexual preference. Whether you're for it or against it, folks, it's their free speech. You know, it's like when they arrest protesters because there's 500 Bush supporters and one guy's got a shirt saying no blood for oil on a city's sidewalk and they go, well, this is the new freedom. They're taking our free speech. This is thought crime. They openly say they're not going to let you criticize anybody. George Humphrey on the city council in the early 90s, helped build a new facility. His name is on the building. He's an expert on this. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this, George, but this is a national story because these people are so disconnected that they're getting up explaining, I was hurt by what the speech, and I don't think we should have it. I mean, George, this is incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible, and the listeners both here in Texas and across the country need to realize that Alex has really been leading the way. He's given me a lot of information that I was not aware of. The people both of Austin and around the country need to be very aware that Access Television is one of the very, very few conduits of uncensored information to the people of this country, the home of the free and the land of the brave, where we're supposed to have freedom of speech. And I know that 95% of your listeners know that the predominant media is totally 100% controlled by the Bilderbergs and the multinational corporations and the neocons. Now, friends, for those of you who are living in Boise or Detroit or whatever who are listening to this, this might seem like a local issue that doesn't affect you, but it does. It affects every person in this community and around this country because the neocons know that they have to silence their critics. They cannot allow to happen what happened in the late 60s when people came out in the streets, started singing songs, and started communicating. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to shut down every form of dissent, every form of truth there is. And all of us, again, whether no matter where we live, need to be aware of this and stand up and say no to this.
Well, George, the bigger point here, which you talk a lot about on your award-winning TV show here in Austin that hundreds of thousands watch, admittedly, is that they're openly, in the past they just tried to shut it down and they failed. Now they come in, the media denies all this, then they later admit it, and then now they're openly saying we're going to control your speech and then start taking the channels. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, this is...
Well, it's 1984 on steroids. This thing called point of view is just amazing. There's an old saying, and first of all, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But even more importantly is the ideals of the freedom of speech and the freedom of media.
But they're not even making bones about it.
I know that, and that's the amazing thing. And I was not really aware of the severity of the problem until a couple of days ago. And again, I was a city councilman. I know how this stuff works. These lobbyists, and the big bad boogeyman behind all of this is our good friends at Time Warner and AOL.
And they've got the former mayor, Bruce Todd, as their chief lawyer.
I don't think he's a lawyer. He's a CPA.
Well, I know he's their lobbyist.
He might be their lobbyist, yeah. But anyway, they have a tremendous amount of money, and every dealing that I have ever had with Time Warner, both on a political basis as a city councilman who helped negotiate that franchise when it switched over in the mid to late 80s, and as a private businessman, it has been extremely frustrating, and they have been arrogant, condescending, and bullies.
Let me get a comment from Paul Watson real quick. We're going to break and come back and shift into some other subjects and go to some calls and talk about your new film, George, and I appreciate you going through this with us. Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, in a wider perspective, two reasons why they're trying to do it. Obviously, TV is the most powerful psychological weapon the world has ever seen. They don't want to lease control of it to anyone. And Austin in particular, why they're concentrating on Austin, as you mentioned, is because Austin is a stronghold in its resistance against the New World Order, which ties into why these Pakistanis who were arrested were taping buildings in Austin. So they're trying to scaremonger people into thinking that there might be an attack on Austin. But I mean, at the same time, they're sanctioning the most horrible programs on television, mainstream television, that we've ever seen. I mean, there's a show in England about to start where five guys are in a house with five female porn stars, and they're actually judged and voted out on who has the best sex with the porn stars. I mean, how sick, how low can we go? While at the same time, preachers in Sweden and Canada are being arrested for reading Bible passages.
Oh, you didn't hear about Pennsylvania, where they arrested a guy for reading a Bible passage at a city council meeting?
No.
George Humphrey, Paul Watson, stay there. We'll come back and talk about free speech. Folks, it's happening in America, in Austin, Texas. And we'll talk about this Pakistani thing in Austin, too.
be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Yeah, about 3 days ago, they just grabbed some Pakistani off the street and claim they've been videotaping buildings in New York, Dallas, Austin, Houston. And you just look at the guy on TV, and in almost every other case, in hindsight, it turns out to only be a fake arrest, a staged event. Austin really is one of the centers of resistance, and that's why we're under so much heat right now, folks. Because they know that you're aware of what they're doing. They know that you're waking up to them. Paul Watson, and I want to post some of that NewsAid Austin article. I want to post a little update about that and put some of your comments. Anything you want to add to this now?
Yeah, I've actually found the article. It's entitled "Videotape Arrest Has City on Alert." So says Austin police are on heightened awareness after the arrest of a Pakistani man in North Carolina. Authorities there believe the man is responsible for making a suspicious videotape that features several Austin landmarks. It says the video was shot a week prior to his arrest. It had shots of several Austin landmarks, including the governor's mansion, the state capitol, Mansfield Dam, the Frost Bank Tower, and several buildings along Congress Avenue were also included.
And see, this sets the precedent that when we're out videotaping, we're evil and need to be stopped. And George Humphrey...
And you know, in the paper today, it said that there was absolutely no links with this man in any sort of supposed terrorist organization.
But don't worry,
they got what they wanted. They got the headlines for 2 days.
But now they're going to have to put up barricades and machine gun nests. And...
Yes. I mean, it is. This is so amazing, dear friends who are listening. They are setting the precedent that if you videotape anything, that you can be suspected of being a terrorist. This is 1984, and as Paul and as Alex have said, we have to be awake, we have to be aware, and we have to say no right now.
Well, George, when we went to the ACTV board meeting, they gave three speeches going, speech causes violence and problems. It's got to be controlled. I tell you, it's dangerous. Don't be hateful. It's like we're talking to robotic cults or something. Everything is violent. Everything is bad. Speech is evil. I mean, it's just a total flip-flop, and the city says they want Access TV, and they're doing this, and we won't even have a voice to fight all this tyranny.
Well, I think that Austin is still, there are still enough good people both in elected office and the overwhelming number of good people who watch and who are concerned about this. If we organize, if we do our work, we can turn this thing around. But all of us, whether we're in Austin or whether in your own cities, we have to be vigilant and we have to do our homework. We have to go and talk to our elected officials.
Well, they've done
these. We have to write the letters.
They've done these terror alerts in almost every big city, and it's meant to get everybody scared in every town, every city.
And I'm sure you've seen the new little packages they have in the post offices about Homeland Security. They just came out this last week. They're a real gem. You've got to see these out.
Is that the same one they have in Florida? I know they had the meeting 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago in Austin, where it says, look for people that are suspicious. Do they not have a lot of furniture? And
well, that's it's not the same one. This one is real slick, but again...
What does it say?
Oh, I can go and get it for you, but the message, again, is fear, 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 fear. And, you know, Ashcroft is on there, and they're talking about the duct tape. I mean, it's really hysterical if you're aware of the paradigm, but... Again, most people are not aware of the paradigm, and that is the problem here.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's play that Goss clip. This is him on PBS a few days ago when he got nominated as our new lord, and this is what he said about Big Brother.
Wrong. The purpose of the United States of America is to be respected for what we are.
Goss also weighed in on the age-old debate of preserving civil liberties versus protecting national security.
We're talking about the balance between privacy on the one hand and protection from Big Brother government, but we're also talking about the government's responsibility to protect our people. It comes down to the choice that, as my staff has said to me many times, between Big Brother and Dead Brother. And I think our first responsibility in government is to make sure we don't have any more Dead Brothers.
So the line here is, give up liberty, you get security, a false paradigm. George?
I think his first statement, he said the responsibility or the reason for the United States is to be respected around the world. This anybody who's listened to that and who has not responded in absolute disgust has no concept about what the American dream, about what the Constitution, about what the Republic is.
He's saying our purpose is to be respected and feared, basically. We're the global masters.
Yeah, we are the new Rome. We are the imperialistic masters of not only the world, but we want to be of the universe.
I tell you what, I want to say bye to Paul Watson. Great job at PrisonPlanet.tv. A lot of new features and videos being added. Folks should go sign up with us at PrisonPlanet.tv, 50 cents a day. Paul Watson, thanks for coming on, my friend.
Thanks, Alex.
Always good to hear from you. George, when we get back, we'll launch into your 9/11 film, some of the other news you want to cover. My promise, we'll go to Don and Mike and Don and John and Montana and everybody else. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Robert Galen Ross lives right outside Austin, Texas. Tex Mars, George Humphreys, Bob Dacey, Alex Jones, you know, Jack Blood, John Statmiller, there's all these people. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Chris Athanas, of the oldest libertarian TV show in the country right here in Austin. So many active people, so many informed people that are right here, in Texas, period, fighting the New World Order, and things are intensifying here as they are everywhere. But, George, I want to go to calls here in a few minutes, and I've been all over the map, but just some of the bullet points, some of the key questions of 9/11, some of the things you cover in your powerful film that we, by the way, carry, and what you think of a lot of the different big news developments that are happening and the discussions of invading Iran and the military being told, get ready for the national draft. Give us your take on all those subjects.
Well, first of all, what you said at the start of the show is that our secret weapon is the truth. And I think that the most important thing that all of us who love this country and who love this republic need to remember is that we are working for the truth, working for the republic, working for a level playing field, and that we have to stay calm and strong within our truth. Now, that is one of the reasons that I have produced this new documentary called 911, The Great Illusion, which you are carrying on your website. And it is about 2 hours long. And we go through, in a very logical, linear fashion, the five different areas concerning what happened with what we call 911. There are 60 points altogether, and there could have been 120, but to keep it within 2 hours, is that we first of all talk about events that happened before 911. We talk about the hijackings themselves, or the supposed hijackings. We talk about all the facts surrounding what happened at the World Trade Center, and anybody who believes that those planes and the jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center, that is like Alice in Wonderland. Then we talk about what happened at the Pentagon on Flight 77, and then we talk about what happened events since 9-1-1. Anyone in this country, whether they be a hardcore Republican or left-wing Democrat or whatever you are, if you've even got an inch of integrity left in your soul, if you will look at the objective information in this film that Alex is selling, you can see that 911 was an inside job created and carried out by the power elite here within this country. And the story that the predominant media is giving us is just an absolute fairy tale. And because 911 is the catalyst for all this other insanity, Afghanistan, Iraq, Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, you know, all this...
The new domestic CIA.
Yes. I mean, friends, I know that if you're listening to Alex, 95% of you are aware of this. For the new ones who are listening, I know a lot of this information is hard to swallow. It's not something that we want to believe in. We all want to believe in our government. But the most important thing is, where does the truth, where does the objective information take us? And do we make a choice for truth and the Republic and the Bill of Rights, or do we close our eyes and go along with this 1984 Orwellian move toward total tyranny? And friends, this is not an overstatement. We are in a police state, and as citizens of this nation, it is our responsibility. It is our responsibility, not anybody else's.
Well, George, they haven't gone hog wild yet because they put the system in because they know we'll resist them. They know that they're in a fight.
Well, we have already, you know, the question is this. First of all, we know that the number of people who can really connect the dots, we're still a relatively small percentage, but our numbers are growing very, very rapidly. And every day that we have is precious. And as I say, the most important thing in this whole deal right now is numbers. Because I'm in this fight to win, to restore peace and justice and truth, and to restore our republic. And the way that we have to do that is that we have to build our critical mass of people who are aware of this dialectic, who are aware of the issues, and who have the guts and the wisdom and the courage to stand up for what is right and good in this country.
Well, we do. And if folks want to get your film, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Your Choice, Fear, or Love, and then the subheadline, 9/11 was an inside job, this film proves it. It's a great video, and you need to have it. And we got discounts if you get more than one, and you also get free color 9/11 Great Illusion color booklets with it. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get a copy of it. And, George, are folks authorized to make copies of it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead and do. I'm not here to make, as you'll see, the pricing on this is very, very reasonable.
Well, you've sent out 4,000 for free to your...
Yeah, y'all, if you get a copy of this, do this. But the pricing is so reasonable. Anyway, we are sending these out to elected representatives all over the country. And when you see this information from both Alex's film, from Eric Hufschmidt's film, from my film, if you watch this, I have sent this out to thousands of people. And people from all over the country and all over the world are writing me back and saying, I had no idea.
No, it's
you
a
see
it's
it
very
with your own eyes. You see how powerful and how easy it is to pick apart and find out what a complete snow job this is.
Yeah, it's a very powerful video. Folks, if you want to get some copies of it, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And again, we carry four 9/11 films, George's, Eric Hupschman's, and then two that I've made. They're all excellent. You need to have them. You need to put them on Access TV locally in your area. I know you're certainly for that, George.
Oh, absolutely. This, as you've said over and over again, this is an information war. And as Sir Francis Bacon said, knowledge is power. And, dear friends, if you will watch this film, this documentary, and it comes in both DVD and VHS, is that it will show you point by point by point by point by point what is going on. It is totally documented. It is right there for you to see with your own eyes. We have an original music score by a group called Symphony. We have wonderful...
Oh, where are they from?
Here in Austin.
Cool.
Yeah,
that sounds great, and I hope that people will... And again, the editor you use is a guy who helped me make Police State 3 and Matrix of Evil, so it's a good...
Mason Collier did a very, very beautiful job.
Yeah, it's a great video. Folks, 1-888-253-3139, 9/11, The Great Illusion. George, shifting gears, because I want to go to some calls here in a few minutes. I'm going to keep you into the next hour. Everything we're seeing, I mean, Bush and his people and Kerry's saying he's for the war without weapons of mass destruction. There's no difference between these guys. Can you speak to the fake left-right paradigm and to the difference between Bush and Kerry?
Well, I think I saw the movie Manchurian Candidate last night, which is amazing. It's another one of those Wag the Dog films, and it has characters from both the Republican and Democratic, and it's just amazing how it conforms with what we consider reality. If you ask yourself, what are the main issues facing this country? First of all, we have tremendous debt in this country, and we have the largest deficit in the history of this country. Both Bush and Kerry are for it. They both support the Federal Reserve Board. They both support NAFTA and GATT. They both are in support of the FTAA, which is the Free Trade Area of America, which is the acronym for the European Union. They both support the Patriot Act. They both support Homeland Security. They both support the invasion of Afghanistan. They both have support from the Rothschild-Rockefeller wing of the Illuminati. And the amazing thing is, I mean, one of the easiest ways that we can say this is, what is the symbol for the pirates? It's skull and bones. Now, what are the chances that the leader of the Democratic Party and the leader of the Republican Party, and there's 12 million people right now going to four-year colleges in the United States, Yale University has 5,000 students, and there's a little bitty fraternity there called Skull and Bones, that takes 15 pledges per year. What are the chances that the leader of the two most powerful parties in the world are both went to Yale and both are members of Skull and Bones? They ate on Adolf Hitler's silverware. They're just telling us right out there. They're out and out pirates. They're
and
out and out pirates.
And for folks that don't understand this, they have to still act like there's an election. So we have these cousins who were members of the same elite group, 15 members a year, out of 290 million Americans. They tell you, you can all be president, young man, young lady. They've got to have this theater, and both parties are really agreeing with each other about selling us on this whole global agenda.
It is the most amazing illusion there is. And to quote Richard Sallant, who is the former president of CBS News, he says, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Now, of course, Richard Sallant went to the Grove. He was a member of Bilderberg and member of the CFR. Now, dear ones, if we really think that we are know that we're human beings, which we are, you know, divine and sovereign and we're strong, We have to open our eyes. These rascals are telling us right to our face, how badly they're cheating us. And they're just rubbing it in our noses. Now,
and God doesn't have that plan for us. We are made in the image of God. We're meant for better things, not to be these... I mean, to have to watch Porter Goss, who's intimately involved in planning 9/11 over there and working with the hijacker chief and all this, and have to watch him say, give up your freedoms, and have to... I'm just so sick of it.
It is amazing, and yet they keep this little veneer that we're free and everything's okay. And as Murray Levin said, no truly sophisticated proponent of repression would be stupid enough to shatter the facade of democratic institutions. But you know what? These rascals are getting so arrogant right now that they're not even pretending that we have the facade of democratic institutions. The line is in the sand, and unless we stand up right now, unless we increase our numbers, and unless we act with courage and wisdom in a nonviolent way, playing by the rules, and we can still do that right now, then the future of this country, not in 25 or 30 years from now, and not 10 years from now, but for right now, is that the quality of life in this country is going to deteriorate at exponential levels that will make all of us so very, very sad. And
well, that's
it does
why they're not putting
have
in,
to be that way.
That's why they're putting in the straitjacket control right now.
And they are doing everything they can to limit us. These neocons, you know, to quote Bill William Kristol, he was in Israel not too long ago, and he was quoted in the Jerusalem Telegraph. He said there are 25 neocons that run this country. Most of them say they're Jewish, but their mission is to change the future of the Middle East. And to change the future of this country. And if you look person for person who is a member of this neocon group, every single one of them is a member of JINSA, which is the Jewish International National Security Act. And they are not, they're Jews in name only, just like Clinton is a Christian in name only. And all of us, whether we're Jewish or Christian or whatever, we have to say no to these pirates.
Well, George, let me add something to that, because the whole New World Order system was built long before the PNAC boys took over. They're just a management team, you know, with Dick Cheney heading the whole thing up.
Right.
And they want the Middle East, but they also want the entire world. And, you know, then they support people like Arnold, who says that, you know, he loves Hitler and loves Kurt Waldheim.
It is truly amazing that the people of this country could elect a fellow who was born in Austria, whose father was a Nazi, who is clearly a racist, who is a porn star, who is an out and out drug user, and he's considered a hero. That is the power of the predominant media to create illusion.
Well, it is. Let's take some calls. I appreciate everybody holding. We'll get to you quickly here. Up next, I guess, is Don in Colorado. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
I just started listening in March, and at first I was kind of, you know, yeah, right. But after watching some of your videos and really just paying attention to the Holy Spirit, I just know that this is the correct, you know, that you're going in the right direction, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, I have a question to bring up about, I was listening to another radio station just a couple of days ago, and this lady wrote a book about taking a trip to Israel, but she was reading actually the Jerusalem newspaper at the time, and they were saying that their head security guy who was in charge of the Temple Mount is now leaving, and starting September 1st, he has been appointed as like a head security guy or something in Washington.
Yeah, all over the New Jersey, Texas, all over, they're hiring former KGB chiefs, former Mossad chiefs, just from all these different countries that know how to set up these walls and machine gun nests and checkpoints, and they're being brought here to set this up.
Okay. I was wondering if that, because his name was Nikki Levi, and I don't know if you...
I'm not familiar with that particular person, but I have stacks of mainstream articles about this.
Yeah, I wasn't know.
And folks, I don't want to live like they live in Israel. I mean, they won't do anything about our southern border, but we're going to have this internally in the cities?
Yeah, and this is in their newspaper saying how their top guy is coming over here, and I just thought that was kind of...
And I think that you need to be aware is that Ariel Sharon's rabbi believes that the Temple Mount, which is the holiest site for the Islamic people, needs to be blown up, and they need to build a synagogue there so the Savior can come back.
Where have we heard this before?
Right.
I mean, friends, this is if they blow up that Temple Mount, there is going to be jihad.
You know what? I have one other question, if that was okay.
Okay, real quick, when we get back, and then I got to get to Mike and another Don and John and Montana and many, many others. Again, the globalists want continual war. We're not meant to win the Iraq war. It's meant to go on and on and on and on. It's a war against the people, regardless of what group you're with.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Remember a few months ago,
I got a star.
We played the clip. Bush said, we're trying to bring you chaos. I mean, order out of chaos. I published a book called Order Out of Chaos. That's the Illuminati maxim. They create crises. I mean, you look behind every group, the Communist Chinese, the Radical Zionist movement, the Nazi movement. It's all the same people over and over again. I mean, you got somebody who says he loves Hitler hanging out with Lord Rothschild. And you look back, the Rothschilds funded Hitler and protected him. We stand against Hitler. We stand against all this stuff. You know, it's like the neocons were all former Trotskyites. I mean, it's whether it's communist or fascist or Nazis or the radical Muslims, all these groups are controlled, folks. But what George said is true. If they go in and somebody, some radical, blows up that Temple Mount, then you're going to have real Muslim terrorism. You're going to have war in the streets, and that's what the globalists want. They want more drugs on the streets. They want dumber children. They want... Again, when they have a war on drugs, there's more drugs. War on illiteracy, more illiteracy. A war on terror, more terror. It's about creating a world crisis to bring in a world government. Real quick, finish up Don in Colorado.
Well, is that what you're speculating, is that they're taking him out of there because he did such a good job over there, or that we need him over here now because of his expertise?
Well, I didn't see the article, but I know that all over the place, Israeli experts are basically running things in a lot of cities. But the Russians are the ones that have really been hired in greater numbers. The former head of the KGB, folks, I have the Associated Press article, UPR article too, was hired 2 years ago to help set up Homeland Security. So it's just anybody who knows how to set up a police state is being brought over here, and thanks for the call.
Well,
I got a lot of callers here. George, comments on what she was saying?
Hi, Alex. Well, it's just one of dozens of issues, and the problem is that maybe 15 years ago or 20 years ago, we'd have one story a week or every 2 weeks that we could focus on. Now we have three stories a day. They're just hitting us incrementally faster and faster and faster.
Yeah, let's take another call. Let's talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I got three quick points. The first, I don't know if you saw this the other day. It was in Drudge Report, the headline. It said it had Hillary Rodham Clinton bringing the New York Mercantile Exchange bell. And
yes.
When the oil hit the highest it's ever been at $45 a barrel.
Yes.
Then I'd like to comment on the Goss situation, which is kind of interesting because, like you said, they're all from Florida. The election problems we've had were in Florida. The last thing, and I'll hang up and I'll listen to your response. There's a program out there on the internet called Winamp, and if you download Winamp, it's a music player. They actually have a TV option now, and you can click on it. Broadband users can watch TV, and they can get an incredible amount of information. It's just excellent. And actually, yesterday when I was watching you, and I actually clicked on that after your show, you came on. It was one of your videos. So it's called Winamp, W-I-N-A-M-P.
No, I know, sir. That's the main system you use to listen to the show, and
absolutely.
A lot of our videos have been put on the Winamp system.
Yes, sir. So I just wanted to say that, and I'll just take your response off there. Thank you.
Sure. The scam with the oil, I mean, they're raping us at every level. It's like the toll roads in Austin. You know, on every existing road they're going to go in. They're going to squeeze and squeeze, aren't they, George?
Well, they already are. Anybody who can't figure this out, and anybody who doesn't realize that the international petrochemical companies are the largest contributors to the Republican Party and the neocons, and that they are taking their profits right now, and that, you know, they put in pittance, you know, they put in a couple hundred million dollars for campaign contributions, and they receive hundreds of billions of dollars worth of profit. And the loser are the people of this world.
Oh, boy. We'll be right back. You know, last night I was watching Fox, and they had a Saudi OPEC guy, and he said, look, there's too much oil. There's plenty of oil. We're not doing this. The U.S. is all over the world keeping oil supplies from flowing, doing deals. And then Fox was going to have them on for 5 minutes. They cut it off right there. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us.